They're the liberal rednecks. They like cornbread, but sex they care way too much, but don't give a fuck. They're the liberal rednecks. That makes some people upset, but they got three big old dicks that you can suck.
How many racial slurs on the list of racial slurs do you think that you could just say without anyone knowing that you were saying a racial slur? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, are there any that are that, like, crazy that you haven't heard of and also don't sound slurry unless you knew the context?
Okay, so if we're going to actually use some of this, then
this,
sure.
This, starting now, yeah.
Okay, so you're asking because I had said I saw a thing that said, look up white slurs for white people. Google that. Yeah. It'll be funny. I saw that on Reddit. I Googled it. It ain't that funny to me. Everything I'm finding is shit we've already heard before. Peckerwood, honky, whatever. I was hoping that there would be like old timey or antiquated slurs for white people. But I guess, like, you know, that maybe racism against white people just didn't even exist until like very recently.
The thing is, it couldn't be recorded.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like everything
just ran everything forever up until very recently.
You used to have that joke about, you know, now dumb people can tweet. And, you know, part of the contention was that back in the day, if you're reading something somebody said in 1800s, they had to fucking be somebody in order to like have it put down in paper. You know what I'm saying? There weren't just like random publications. So like, back then, the only people who would have recorded the white racial slurs would have been white people.
So, all right. So Googling slurs for white people, which I thought would be funny, and that's very lighthearted and fucking whatever. White fucking slurs for white people are funny, but that leads you to a Wikipedia page that's list of ethnic slurs by ethnicity. Mm-hmm. And I just went straight to white Americans. And like I said, didn't find anything groundbreaking. We've heard them all before. They're not even worth talking about. But if you just scroll through this page, anyway, there's some wild shit on here, some stuff that doesn't seem to make any sense, but it is not surprising, but it is really something else. How many different slurs for different types of people are just descriptive word, very vaguely related to that ethnic group, mm-hmm. plus the N-word.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I'm not going to just keep doing this. I know these are offensive. Yeah. I'm just saying this is a wild thing to read through. Under Native American, there's prairie N-word.
My God.
And also timber N-word. And
okay.
So, yeah, well, it's like just, you know, people, fucking white people just found one that really, you know, that just really scratched that racist itch for them. And they just kind of
like
away
how
from it, buddy.
Everything
it's like
now.
Duct tape of racism.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Or like how now every scandal in politics is something gate. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's that. But like, let me ask you this, and you may not know. It shouldn't shock anybody. I've not like researched the N-word too much. But it was because you said that they called.
Dude, oh my God. I'm sorry. You're scrolling through this under Jews. It's just a link to
calculator
its
N-word
separate Wikipedia page.
Oh my God.
Listen, we can't even get into all of this right now. You're going to need to go. You're going to need to divert to this section of the internet. If you want to cover all that.
That's pretty much the internet for you. It was my question was because you said for Native Americans, they had prairie N-words.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I know the answer to this, but like, was N-words originally for black people, or was that already a thing that was said and then they said okay and them too?
I also have not done very much academic study upon the etymology of the N-word for whatever reason, but my impression has always been that it originated specifically for black people, and then they just applied it to everybody else, you know, as needed, which they often need.
Right. Yeah.
They've had
a
need for it at multiple times.
Well, as I was asking though, on that list that you're currently reading, does one stand out to you that you think maybe you could scream in a room and no one think anything different? You know what I mean?
There's a bunch on here that, like, I mean,
you don't
a whole
you've never
bunch
heard of them in your life.
That I'm not even sure how to like pronounce some of them. Like, I guess there's one for Scottish people, which clearly we
that
can say
count
all these.
Yeah,
you know?
That don't
right
count.
I know, but I'm saying it's like Teucter, something. It's T-E-U-C-H-T-E-R.
Teucter.
It's like sort of like a lowland Scots word originally to describe a Scottish Highlander. So this is Scott on Scott racism here.
Nice.
And it's just like a version of hillbilly, but in their language, apparently. But then, like, under slurs for Germans.
Did you know hillbilly like, came from them?
Well, I mean, I know that hillbillies were like Scotch-Irish descent, mostly.
They are, but the word, too. So I'm going to butcher this, but it's the hill part comes from the Scottish folks, even over there, lived on a hill, which, of course, is why when they came over here, the Appalachian Mountains were so attractive to them, I guess. Because like,
that looks nice and familiar.
All right. Yeah, yeah, there a stomach.
A lot of coverage for shagging our sheep up in those hills.
So there's that. So that's where hill comes from. But also, it's like people who were still loyal to the king back then or something were called Billy Boys. And so they were hillbillies.
All right. Well, that's now, interesting.
Yeah, I heard that the other day. Now, I don't remember my source. It definitely, I remember at the time thinking, oh, well, this is definitely true because blank is saying it. But I don't remember, and I'm certain that I just butchered a little bit of that. But yeah, from what I've learned over the past couple of weeks, hillbilly came from Scotland.
Yeah, all right. Well, apparently also under Native American, chug is apparently a slur for them. I feel like almost nobody knows that. I guess that originated in Canada, so that might be part of it. But, I mean, you know, we literally scream chug at frat parties over and over. Of course, there's, you know, often not any Indians there unless you count all the different white people put together at a Southern university.
They do have a stereotypical problem with alcohol. Do you think that was it?
No, apparently it was just shortened from – there's a – well, I mean, you know, I hear you, but they got –
yeah, right.
There's a – I guess there's a tribe of Alaskan native people up in around Canada called the Chugach or Chugach, Chugach. Mm-hmm. I'm butchering all these words, but anyway, it's just a take off of that. But no, there's plenty of, there's a whole lot of these that you definitely could yell in a bar and nobody would have any clue what the hell you're talking about.
See, that's what people where we're from need to like, that's what they need to do. They need
But dude, if you're fucking, if you're an old boy walking into a bar, just, you know, and you
screaming like, some
look
stuff.
At all these goddamn chi-chis in here. Right. Somebody's gonna be, people are going to be like, I don't know what he means,
but it ain't good.
But it ain't good.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like I know it's some kind of racist.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
For the record, that is an actual one that's listed here.
Chi-chi. I guess? Oh! Let me guess who? Let me guess the ethnicity. You want to do that? Can we?
We probably already get out of this, I think. Probably.
Yeah, you're
again,
right.
I want to remind everybody, I opened this page to read the ones for white people only, but they were disappointing, and I just couldn't help but scroll around, and
it's
now
a
here
fine,
we are.
It's a fine line, I think, between, like, I try to explain, like, I'm super interested in racism and things such as this. It's deplorable, abhorrent. It is like awful, but like it's still fascinating. You know what I'm saying? My point is, I would like, I think when we're off mic, I would like to fucking, I would like to play a quiz show where you told me a racial slur and I tried to guess which fucking, I don't know. No fun?
Yeah. I just don't see how that could ever work out.
And yeah, no, it wouldn't.
It, like, because you're either going to be right or you're going to be
wrong. Yeah, and it might be racist how wrong I am.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Or racist how right I am.
Because also,
I know that one.
Even if you don't go into it, it's going to be like your thought process.
Yeah, yeah,
there's
right.
There's only one way to think through.
To get there.
What kind of slur would that be?
Exactly.
And, you know, it's like, you know, what do they say about them folks? You know?
Yeah, they're usually not too creative either, so like they felt like they'd be pretty easy. But okay, well, you know what? Let's stop talking about racist stuff, and we will be right back after this. And we're back. Hey, Trey, I don't know if you know this, but this weekend we are going to be at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, Florida, December 11th and the 12th, December 11th being my birthday, by the way. You can grab those tickets at wellreadcomedy.com, W-E-L-L-R-E-D comedy.com, where you can also grab limited, very, very, very limited tickets are available for our Nashville homecoming shows. The Saturday shows both sold out, which is super sweet because we're recording them shows to be shown later to hopefully the world.
If your only day off is Saturday, you should go check. I think there's like a couple left for
maybe
the late show.
Yeah, there. It's like
it's
virtually sold out.
Close, and the first one is 100% sold out. But okay. I don't want people hearing that and going, "Well, shit, I can't go then."
Well, I didn't know that. Well, right on. Well, and Thursday, for the record, is also getting pretty damn close to sold out. Friday early is getting pretty damn close. Friday late definitely has a handful of tickets left. But go to wellreadcomedy.com. I'm super pumped to be back in Nashville. I'm super pumped to record this special slash album, and I'm ready for this year to be over with, like it fucking matters. That's one of my pet peeves, is when people are like, "God, we just got to get out of 2021 nowadays,
especially in this time, dude."
Yeah, right.
I keep kind of forgetting that it's not 2020 still, like,
right.
Everything like went 2020 sucked so bad, and everybody knew it and everybody talked about it, but it kind of never really stopped.
Right.
And so it's like, it's so wild. It's like, holy shit, 2021 almost is over. It has come and gone.
Yeah, man.
But it still feels like 2020 to me. It, 2022, I have no hope will be any different.
No, absolutely not. But it's unbelievable because like 2021 is like, it was a full calendar year of pandemic, you know what I mean? Like that entire year is kind of like that. This year is kind of like Barry Bonds' home run record. Like, there's definitely going to be an asterisk by 2021. Is like, did that year fucking happen? You know what I mean? Like, I don't really know. It doesn't really feel like it. And now I'm sitting here thinking, like, is 2022 going to be exactly the fucking same, or is it like, we'll get halfway through it and come summer we're going to be all right? I felt that way this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to, I'm sorry for this, but I want to briefly revisit our previous debate, because you'll never believe
this. Did you click on the homophobic slurs portion?
No. I'm talking about from last episode.
Stuffing versus. Okay.
Yes. Never believe this. I've been thinking more about it since then.
Yeah.
And so I just want to clarify or just state for the record,
publicly apologize, you mean?
No, absolutely not. You know better than that. Part of the thing I was doing was all coming off the dome, and I was saying, for me personally, I got to differentiate between these two dishes. I'm acknowledging right now that particular like argument is not something that most people do or have. If I found out and reading around, it's mostly just regional or geographic. People just, there's that dish, which started being cooked in the bird. But that dish, depending on where you're from, is called either stuffing or dressing. And there isn't really a distinction between the cornbread or the white bread variety. That's also mostly regional or whatever. That's not related to the distinction in the terminology at all, which is part of what I was trying to say. It should be. It isn't. But both started getting cooked up the bird's ass, right? Mm-hmm. But in some places it was called dressing, in some places it was called stuffing. It was a regional thing. In most places now, most people, whether they call it stuffing or dressing, they do not actually cook it in the bird anymore. Mm-hmm. With whatever
sanitary reasons,
whatever they're there's this whole thing on the internet about, like, is it actually safe to do that? Food safe to do that or not? Some people still do, obviously. But
I mean,
like,
it's just stupid. What's the point?
I think that's where it got, right. So people just along the way just stopped cooking it in the bird. But if you were in a place where they called it stuffing, you just kept calling it stuffing, which I think is fine.
I said last week that's fine.
In those places, they don't even know that there is another option or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I said last week that that's totally fine. No problem.
No, you didn't. You said if it don't come out of a bird's ass, then it ain't called stuffing.
But no. I said no. That's not what I said. No.
Yes,
Trey. No, I'm going to need you to say exactly what you just said again.
You said if it wasn't cooked in the bird, then it ain't stuffing. That's what you said.
Yes. But I didn't say that you can't call it stuffing. I said, you can call it whatever you want. It just fucking ain't that. That is what I said. I said, you can call it whatever. I said, you can call it whatever the fuck you want, but it ain't that. That's all I said. And I even went as far as to say, I don't give a fuck if you call it you know, whatever it is that you want. And then you fucking did your thing where you didn't give a shit what I said. All you, did was you started talking. You were you waiting for me to get like, done.
Not to sort of crib from part of a bit that Drew has, but you sound like certain papaws talking about transgender athletes right now. That's what That's you fair. Sound like. But you're like, well, they could say whatever they want. They could call it whatever they yeah. want, but they ain't what that is.
Like, that's fair.
Like that's fair. Pretty much the same argument. It's like, again, things evolve. Like Drew was saying about hoe cakes, and flapjacks, and all this type of shit. Mm-hmm. It's like it gets named a thing for one reason, and then when it when you find another way to do it because it's easier or more efficient or convenient or whatever, people don't go out of their way to rename it. And I don't think it's that fucking weird.
It's not. Like, I didn't ever say it was.
But you're saying they should have, though. That's what you're saying.
I'm just saying.
Yes, you are. You're saying when they moved away from cooking it in the bird, they should have sat down and been like, well, we can't call it stuffing anymore. It hasn't been stuffed in the bird. We got to figure this out.
No, it's fine because that's what you're – look, I've got a problem with a lot of stuff. And this also kind of – like, for instance, but that's the brand name. Like, Stovetop, it's called Stovetop Stuffing, so obviously that's what it is. But
sure, but I'm not okay. just talking about Stovetop right now.
Okay, so. What the fuck ever. But I've got, a real problem with shit like this, and it comes from, there's a company, and we've gone back and forth before, and they know who I am, and they know about this, and they're not happy with me for saying it. But Old Smoky Moonshine has always been a thorn in my paw, because... Old Smoky Moonshine is the name of the company.
I heard that word as like Meemaw and Paul, you know?
Yeah, a thorn in my paw. Yeah, it's hilarious.
A thorn
yeah.
in my paw. So, my paw don't appreciate it.
He wouldn't, for the record.
Of course
Old Smoky Moonshine is the name of the company, so therefore, yes. technically, yes, that is Old Smoky Moonshine, but that product is not moonshine, because moonshine means illegally manufactured and distributed alcohol. So the second it's in a goddamn store and taxed, it is no longer fucking moonshine. So obviously they're allowed to call it that, but I'm also allowed to say, but that ain't what the fuck that is. You can call it. So yeah, okay, you're right. I'm hearing it. The papaw thing, but I'm fine with that. If the only way that I'm ever papaw like, you know, and am spouting things that sound like non-gender inclusive is with stuffing and moonshine, I think I will have lived a pretty goddamn good progressive life.
So, okay. All right. With moonshine, it's like, as I understand it, yeah, moonshine specifically, it means like illegal, like bootlegged liquor. That's what it means. So, like,
and stuffing means
the type of liquor that moonshine was. Is like that's like corn whiskey.
It's corn. That's what it should be called. Old Smoky's corn whiskey.
Moonshine, because
that's what it always was.
Right, but I think it's a marketing and a branding thing.
Well, of course,
they knew it would sell better if they're calling it moonshine. That's the only reason they called it that. But I don't disagree with your distinction there. But what I'm saying is the dish, like they had a dish that was shoved up a bird's ass. They called it stuff, and it really hit for people. Yes, I know. I get that. Mm-hmm. But somewhere along the way, people realized, they were like, you know, we don't have to shove it up the bird's ass. Maybe some people got sick along the way or whatever. They were like, we can make this without doing that. And look, I did it and it still hits. And other people tried it. Like, it does still hit. We can all do that now. It's fine. It still hits. And then what are they going to do? They're still going to be like, have you tried the new way of doing stuffing? Because if you don't call it stuffing, nobody's going to even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Can I tell you?
That's clearly what actually happened here. And I just don't have a problem with that. And it's weird to me.
I don't have a problem either. I never had a problem.
but you're invalidating it completely.
Yeah.
Again, look, you're doing the papaw thing.
Can I tell you something?
It's fine with me. It ain't natural or real.
Can I tell you? It's fine
if that's what you want to be. If that's how you want to do it, whatever.
Can I tell you and share a little trade secret with everybody? Who was it last week when we were arguing about this that brought up the pancake situation? Like, you don't cook them in a pan anymore, so why do you call them pancake? Was it you?
Drew said that.
Okay. And I will never tell Drew this to his face. At that moment, I realized how wrong I was. But but I was not about to concede, number one, to the argument, and especially not to fucking his ass. So... Right. I would like to say that at that moment, I was like, oh, God, Corey, I realize what you're doing and it's wrong. But, like, you know, I'm one for good radio. And so I kept on. And but again, it's not like, yes, you can call it that. That's fine. But it technically ain't that. And that is the last I will say about stuffing versus dressing. It's that is not the last thing I'll say about it. But
no, of course not. Some, and I don't even know enough about this to get this right, what I'm about to say, but there's some cultures, I think even in this country or whatever, where like, I think it's Italians, where like gravy is,
yeah,
like
it's sauce, marinara
red sauce. Like, yeah, marinara sauce is great, like meatballs, yeah, and gravy or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wild. How you feel about that?
I'm for that. And I've also said before that noodles are but slippery biscuits. You've heard me. So, mm-hmm, so spaghetti is biscuits and gravy.
Slippery biscuits and gravy.
Slippery biscuits and gravy.
With sauce and balls.
I'm for that. Here's the deal with Italians. They can rename shit whatever it is they want as long as they're doing it's so hard, dude. I mean, I'm certain that me and you have talked about it even on mic before. But, like, when it comes to, like, when I think about, like, all right, you know, I've got my, like, top, my, like, meals that I can't live without, and I've got, like, my favorites of this, 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 and that. But, like, somebody really put a gun to my head and was like, look, for the rest of your life, you can only have one ethnicity's food. Like, that's it. And you can have all the shit from that they do. That's, but you can only have that, and you, or and, like, I don't know. It'd have to be Italy. I think it'd have to be Italian.
I think I would go with Italian too, but I feel like maybe somebody who's more of a foodie than us, who's more like actually educated in culinary shit, could maybe make a case for the French, because I understand it, the French, a lot of shit they did and pioneered and stuff forms the basis for a whole bunch of other super hitting types of things. So like, there may be things you don't even recognize, like originate with French
macaroni
food.
Macaroni and cheese came from France, and I just learned that.
Well, that just all the butter shit, you know, they fucking butter hits real hard. They figured that out. I don't know how they got to be the ones to figure that out. I figured just whoever, they must have invented butter.
Butter, right.
Because whoever invented butter was the first person to go, goddamn, this shit hits.
Right, because, you know, it's undeniable.
So I guess that was a Frenchman, because I feel like they get credit for it. But it's funny, because I hadn't even thought about it, but Italians are the most hardcore about this thing we were arguing about.
Oh, yeah.
The naming of food items. It's like a stereotype with Italians. And if you get on, like...
Mozzarella. It's mozzarella. Yeah,
right. But also, like, if you make a carbonara, right? And you put some garlic in it, which to me, garlic hits in fucking anything.
But it's not carbonara
anymore.
But
if you put a carbonara in it, it's like, that's not the carbonara. You know, and you're like... There's a clip online of an Italian chef on a morning show losing his mind because they go to put cream in a carbonara, and he's trying to physically restrain them from doing so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's just flipping out or whatever. And in the middle of it, he says something like, they're like, well, if you did this, then it's just a carbonara with cream. And he's like, if my aunt had a wet wheel, she'd be a bicycle, but she's not a bicycle. He's just fucking freaking out about it. So they take it pretty seriously over there. I bet most Italians would be with you on the stuffing.
That's
debate.
True, but now,
see, I've always, the Italians doing it is funny to me, but I've always been a little annoyed, I guess, because I'm trash and have a trash palate or whatever. But I love food shit. I fuck with food subreddits and recipe gifts and things like that. Yeah. And you will find no more like what's the quote? A hive of scum and villainy. From Star Wars, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Further. I can't. My brain's
a more
not...
disgusting hive of scum and villainy. Right?
Yeah,
you will not find on the internet than a fucking the comment section of like recipe subreddits.
Oh, dude, before you go on with this, please let me back you up by saying I am, and everybody listening to this knows, the stuff that I post on the internet is oftentimes, more often than not, extremely polarizing. All right. I have like openly told senators that I wanted to put a bag over their head and fart in it. You know what I mean? Like I say some rough stuff, but never have I been attacked more in my life than when I post any picture of food that I cooked, even if I did it pretty fucking perfectly. Like there's people are savages.
That's why I don't do it, man.
Yeah. Well, I just started stop looking at the comments, but yeah.
Right.
You're right.
I know how the internet be that way about food. And it's always annoyed me. And especially when they get into like somebody posts a thing, it looks well made, but they call it something.
Yeah.
someone will be in there being like, you know, that's not an actual right. whatever, right? And they do it all the time. And that's always, I think,
now I fucking hate myself.
And I think part of the whole stuffing thing triggered that
yes,
part of my brain.
I know, I get it. I get it. And I'd like to apologize to just you, not
dude,
to anybody else.
On one of the food subreddits I frequent, that's like arguably the most snobby. Some like teenager.
Will
like
you send me these, by the way? Because I'm not on the same food subreddits as you are.
Yeah, I'll send them to you later. I have a collection. Okay. But some like 14-year-old teenager posted a picture of the first meal they made by themselves, and as
yeah.
soon as I
I know what I know this one.
Totally fine. You know, yeah. it's a 14-year-old making their first meal on their own. But as soon as they posted it, I was like, ooh. Shouldn't have done that, buddy. It's like there's going to be some encouragement in here, but there's also going to be a whole lot of people ripping this child to shreds.
Yeah.
And there were. Like, people were in there. It's just like, you know, that's not a sear, right? You
yeah.
You even get the Maillard reaction, you dipshit, you dude, know, or whatever, stuff like that. No caramelization at all. Pass. Is this what we're upvoting now just because it's a 14-year-old? Whatever.
Dude, the Reddit's unbelievable. Shit.
Dude, it's dude, something else.
So you get the – I see the opposite, though. Is the thing that maybe makes me more mad is like all those are like food snobs who like at least seem to where like they actually know what they're talking about and they're wanting to shit on someone's poor execution. The thing that maybe annoys me most is like when you post pictures of food, you oftentimes will bring out dumbasses who clearly don't know shit about food or anything because they just start throwing some papaw shit out there like steaks and hamburgers, like. Some people, if you have a little bit of pink in a hamburger, these people will be like, oh my God, you just need to go to the hospital right now. What is you post a picture of a rare steak. And of course, every other comment, like people aren't original. Every other comment is either that thing's still mooing. Mm-hmm. I think you could save it if you took it to right. the vet.
A competent vet
could resuscitate
it, yeah.
that one. Yeah. Man, you just really slapped that one on the ass and put it on the plate. But these people will just be like, you realize you're going to get salmonella, right? And I'm like, you realize that your brain is still functioning under the guise of old standards of meat, right? Like, I know that when your grandmother said all this stuff to you, and back in the Depression when they didn't have proper refrigeration and curing techniques, that was probably fucking true. But, like, you can definitely have a rare steak, and it is totally fine. And your hamburger can be medium rare, and it's totally fine.
Dude, that shit persisted for a very long time in the South, and
it's huge
still,
in the South.
Still does with old people, but I'm saying not with old people. Like, there are definitely a whole lot of people who don't realize in the South that like you can have pork cooked medium.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you don't have pork does not have to be cooked well. There's a shitload of people who do not
burn
know that,
the shit out of it. Yeah,
who would freak out if you tried to serve them a nice like pork chop? You yeah. know. With a great sear and it's cooked perfectly medium or whatever on the inside, which is mm-hmm. what's up. There have been
oh
so many people just turn that away because they think they're going to get fucking trichinosis or whatever, which really hasn't been a thing in that way for like, I don't know, decades now. But yeah, people don't know.
Hey, speaking of things people don't know, let's tell them about some more stuff and let's take a break right now and we'll be right back.
Go ahead.
Thanks for all. Hey, thanks for rejoining us here on the Well Read Podcast, talking about pork and how you can cook it. That just got real. I just got real old school radio there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, yeah, we're back here. We're talking about pork and the machinations within. Trey Crowder's with us. We're talking about a medium sear. How do you like it? You think I could have done
good,
radio?
Corey. Yeah. So I don't know. You got other food stuff for me? You want to try to? You want to move on here?
I wanted to know what, like, these pretentious little fucking subreddits you were doing were.
Oh, you want me to actually, like, list them? I thought you meant, like, later off my
agenda. I did, but I kind of, I mean,
you,
look, man.
Honestly, any somewhat active food subreddit is going to have some of that. But, like, so our food porn, our gift yeah. recipes especially. I mean, any of those, really. There was a post that's like famous on Reddit because it went like viral years ago of some dude on our grilled cheese, the
yeah.
grilled cheese subreddit.
I bet that's a hitting one.
Losing his fucking mind. He wrote like a 3-page diatribe.
Can I guess what?
How,
can I guess why?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was it because someone put bacon on it and he said it yep. shouldn't be called a grilled cheese?
Yes. Do you know what that's supposed to be called according to that guy?
A grilled bacon sandwich with cheese?
A melt.
Ah, Okay.
Melt. Those are melts. And that was his whole thing, was like, these are not grilled cheese. So, okay.
For the record, I agree with him.
All right. So
that's a bacon sandwich with cheese.
It's not 3 pages long, but if there's anything hateful in the middle of this, I apologize because I don't remember, but I'm just going to start reading it because I found that this is posted on Our Grilled Cheese 7 years ago. The title says simply, "You people make me sick." And then the body of the post says, "A grilled cheese consists of only these following items: cheese, bread with spread, parentheses, usually butter. This entire subreddit consists of melts. Almost every, quote, grilled cheese sandwich I see on here has other items added to it. The fact that this subreddit is called grilled cheese is nothing short of utter blasphemy. Let me start out by saying I have nothing against melts. I just hate their association with sandwiches that are not grilled cheeses. Adding cheese to your tuna sandwich, that's a tuna melt.
That's
totally
true.
Different. Want to add bacon and some pretentious breadcrumbs with spinach? I don't know what the fuck you call that, but it ain't a grilled cheese. But it's not a grilled cheese. I would be more than willing to wager I've eaten more grilled cheeses in my 21 years than any of you have in your entire life. I have one almost every day, and sometimes more than just one sandwich. Want to personalize your grilled cheese? Use a mix of different cheeses, or use sourdough, or a nice French bread. But if you want to add some pulled pork and take a picture of it, make your subreddit entitled Melts, because that's not a fucking grilled cheese. I'm not a religious man. I'm not a religious man, nor am I anything close to a culinary expert. But as a bland, white, Midwestern male, I am honestly the most passionate person when it comes to grilled cheese and macaroni and cheese. All of you foodies, stay the hell away from our grilled cheeses and stop associating your sandwich melts with them. Yet again, it is utter blasphemy and rocks me to the core of my pale being. Shit, I stopped lurking after 3 years and made this account for the sole purpose of posting this. I've seen post after post of people's grilled cheeses all over Reddit, and it's been driving me insane. The moment I saw this subreddit this morning, I finally snapped. Hell, I may even start my own subreddit because I know that this one exists now. You goddamn heretics, respect the grilled cheese and stop changing it into whatever you like and love it for what it is. Or make a fucking melt and call that what it is, a melt. Thank you. And that's it.
Dude, I swear to God, if you had finished that and said, "And by the way, Cho, you wrote that the last time you drank a bottle of whiskey,"
yeah,
I would have fucking believed you. I'd been like, "My God, I'm glad I got my shit together."
Yeah. The top comment on it, it says, "Looks like OP is having," and then he does the putting on sunglasses thing, "a meltdown." Good for me.
That was fucking tremendous. I don't know who that part, like, does that, when people are on Reddit, I've noticed, like, Reddit's such a wild thing because it's the only form. Now, you might come in here as soon as I say this and go, "Actually, that's not true at all, and that's just how you experience Reddit, maybe, but you don't know what the fuck you're talking about." It's like the only form of social media where, like, the person is not the important thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like there's no, like, "Oh, you got to follow this person on Reddit." I know that maybe those people do exist, but it's more like you follow subreddits. You don't follow like, "Oh, this guy's really awesome on Reddit." Like, I've popped off on Reddit before, but not through any doing of my own. Like, somebody put my shit on Reddit.
Yeah, me too.
So my point is like, I don't know who that fucking guy is. Like, he's just a faceless man who did a thing that hits. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with, for that reason, I've always thought it was a little weird. I mean, I do understand it, but I always thought it was a little weird that Reddit gets considered like social media because to me,
it's not social.
It's a little, it is different because the anonymity makes a massive
difference as far as that's concerned.
You know what I mean? I don't know what the other word, you know, I don't know what the proper terminology is for it.
Right.
You know, I don't want to get into the whole melt versus grilled cheese thing because I don't really know what I'm talking about. But when I think social media, I think the ones where, like, you're there on your name or at least, like, pictures of yourself, whatever. And it's like,
but you do have a name on there and people are interacting.
Yeah, but it's like a screen name, which, I mean, people can have Twitter handles and shit too. But like,
I said all that to say this is like that. Again, that guy, that is what you just read to me is funnier than any tweet I've read in 4 years. And that motherfucker there, like, maybe I'm a person that constantly thinks of, like, capitalizing on artistic ideas for things, and some people just have a good thing pop and live their own fucking life afterwards. But I need this guy to have, like, some sort of podcast or some sort of blog where he just constantly goes in and writes these cheese treatises. You know what I mean? Because that was fucking money.
There have been people who became, like, Reddit famous, like posters who have become Reddit famous, and some of them I think have parlayed that into actual careers somehow. Like, there was a guy that used to do like little shitty watercolor, he was called, he'd do little like watercolor drawings of comments or posts and stuff, and I think he's like a full-time professional artist now or something like that. So shit like that has happened. There's also been just like famous there's the guy, I'm sure you've heard of the guy that did the, he would start a long, elaborate comment that seemed related to the topic at hand, and then at the end of it, he would just be like, much like when Mankind hurled The Undertaker from the top of the cell in 1998, dropping him 90 feet through an announcer's table or whatever.
He did that guy really hits for me.
Right. So
and now it's a bunch of people. Like, that's just the thing that people do.
Right. It becomes its own meme. So they have shit like that, but usually you don't know the people's identity. If someone hits, people have shared my stuff on there before too. I feel like it's probably happened a million times and did not hit for Reddit, but a time or two it's hit for Reddit. But it's not like, it's like you said, it's posted by someone else, not by me. Half the people in the comments have no idea who I am or more. So it's different. But if you're like famous, like celebrities and prominent people will have their very own dedicated subreddits.
We do too, by the way. It's just nobody gives a shit about it.
Not active or whatever. But like some Redditors, if you hit hard enough at being a Redditor, you might also have a dedicated subreddit. But as far as I'm aware, almost all of those are specifically nice young ladies who show their butthole on Reddit.
Yes,
so
and
it's a very specific
I love that part of Reddit too. The nice young ladies who show their buttholes. That's pretty sweet. That's why I love Reddit so much, because, like, I'm at a point on Twitter, maybe you're here, I've followed too many people. You know what I mean? I've followed way too many people. And not an insane amount, but to where my feed's kind of cluttered. But I also have this thing where, like, every now and then I'll see someone that I'm following that I realize, like, I don't know why I followed them to begin with, and I'll like, go unfollow them, or I'll usually mute them, because if they're following me, I won't unfollow them, because I don't want, they might be someone who follows me and they know I follow them, and they go click on my profile one day and they see that I'm not following them, and they're like, what the fuck, what did I do to this guy? And I don't want to make anybody feel that way, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't, like, if they say some rude shit, fuck them, but like, I just don't want to make anybody feel that way. But I wish I wanted to make people feel that way, because I'd love to get my fucking followers down to about like 100 really good ones. And that's why I like Reddit so much. And that you've been on the Reddit game for years, like, constantly are a private text thread has been filled. You're usually the guy, man. Like, you've always been the cornerstone. You've been the foundation of our group chats, because you come in with some hitting thing on Reddit, and I never really wanted to fuck with it. And finally, you got me to. And now it was like being able to start over on Twitter and like exclusively make my social media, if we're gonna call it for the sake of, I don't know any other way to do it. I was able to control completely my social media experience. And now when I lay in bed at night, instead of scrolling and seeing nothing but fucking, can you believe Trump's not in prison? Fucking, can you blah, blah, blah? It's nothing but food, pictures of nice ladies' buttholes, Mozart facts, you know, those are three. That's all three.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm with you on that. I think that, you know, I mean, it's like, just, I'm a lurker. I don't ever post or participate or comment or anything. I'm just there to look at cats and other hitting stuff. Mm-hmm. But I've been doing that for like 10 years now. So, yeah.
I love it.
I mean, you can do a lot of that shit on Twitter, right? I just don't ever fuck around with it. Like, you can make categories and go to just that feed.
Yeah.
Like, this is my sports people. You click on that and you only see theirs.
You
like
definitely
that.
Can. And you can follow topics instead of following like people. Like, it's like, you know, sometimes it'll be suggested like, you just click football, and now basically anything that gets tweeted about football, you'll see. But like, I don't know, it doesn't necessarily always filter out the bullshit, which is like, you know, with Reddit, I can just go on there and be like, what's the top of the day? You know what I mean? I'm not seeing any of the bullshit. Like, only stuff that got 50,000 upvotes or less. That's all I'm trying to fuck with before I go to bed. And at bedtime, that's just a much better experience for me, which is why usually at about, you know, midnight, I'm sending you some insane World War II meme. That's because I'm now on Reddit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the best, you know, it's like the best and worst place on the internet. It's why it's appropriately called the front page of the internet, because the internet is both a cesspool and a nightmare and also, you know, amazing.
And yeah. So. And if you can just, if you can stay out of the comment sections, it's like, then it's like an okay place. But like, however, if it's not something maybe political, if it's like the grilled cheese shit, often, as you just literally proved, the comment section is often the funniest goddamn part.
Yeah, I don't know where everybody else stands on this, but I feel like oftentimes YouTube comments are actually pretty goddamn solid.
Yeah, they are, unless it's your own shit.
Well, yeah, I ain't talking about that.
Yeah.
So, all right, you want to take a quick break? Come right back.
I'd love to.
All right, we'll be right back after this. Okay, so have you ever heard, you're probably not going to know his name, even if you have heard of the guy, but have you ever heard of a man named Roy Sullivan, Joe?
Roy Sullivan, sounds like a character in a, no, that's not the kid from The Departed, that's something else, Sullivan.
Not a fictional character, he's a real guy.
I don't know if I know Roy Sullivan.
When I tell you what he's known for, maybe you will have heard of him. Roy Sullivan was a United States Park Ranger in Shenandoah National Park in Virginia.
Okay.
Between 1942 and 1977, Roy Sullivan was struck by lightning on seven different occasions and survived them all. For this reason, he gained the nicknames Human Lightning Conductor and Human Lightning Rod. He is recognized by Guinness World Records as the person struck by lightning more recorded times than any other human being. You ever heard of this guy?
I have heard of that person existing, because it's always absolutely baffled me, because, and I'm certain that you're about to say what it is, but the statistical odds of that happening are like, it's like the thing that we talked about that one time of like defolding the paper and, or no, it wasn't that. There was a, it was the, what was the grain of sand shit in the ocean that you told me about that one time?
That was on our other show that we're working on.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It was just the amount of times you can shuffle a deck of cards into unique combinations, that number.
Yeah.
When you try to work through how big that number is, it's absolutely fucking
insane.
And
so this is about to be one of them, right?
Kind of. I mean, the odds are definitely wild as hell, and I don't think they know anything about it. I was just going to read you some of the like circumstances. So it says,
"Oh no, please."
On the odds of being struck by lightning over a period of 80 years have been roughly estimated as 1 in 10,000. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought it would have been more than that.
I was about to say, like, that's insane.
That's kind of freaky. I don't like them.
No, like, I feel like I'm definitely going to get struck by lightning now, because, like,
80 years,
because, like, that's the odds for normal people. And I'm a person who, on pretty days, spends like an average of 2.5 hours walk. Well, that's pretty day. I wouldn't be getting struck by lightning on a pretty day. But,
well, you've touched on an aspect of this.
Oh, no. That lightning can just happen?
Well, no. If the lightning strikes were independent events, the probability of being hit seven times would be 1 in 10,000 to the seventh power, which is a number so big they put it into one to 10 to the 28th power, which is just some big-ass number I can't even comprehend. But anyway, but it says these numbers do not quite apply to Sullivan, who by the nature of his work and his physical location was exposed to more storms than the average person. Virginia, where he lived, averages 35 to 45 thunderstorm days a year, most of which fall in June, July, and August. Between 1959 and 2000, lightning killed 58 people and injured at least 238 in Virginia. Yada yada. Most of those were males between 20 and 40 years old caught outdoors. But it annoyingly doesn't say what that makes his actual odds. They may not be quite so astronomical, but dude, they're still pretty fucking astronomical.
Yeah, dude, that's insane.
Clearly there was something going on. But so, like, I just want to read you a couple of these. The first time he got struck by lightning was in April of 1942. He was hiding from a thunderstorm in a fire lookout tower. The tower was newly built and had no lightning rod. It was hit 7 or 8 times. Inside the tower, fire was jumping all over the place, Sullivan said. He ran out and was struck a few feet away. So it's kind of like the lightning is trying to drive him out of the tower with fire so it can then strike him down, which is exactly what happened. He was hit again in July of 1969. Unusually, He was hit while in his truck driving on a mountain road. The metal body of a vehicle normally protects people from lightning strikes by acting as a Faraday cage, whatever right. that is. So this lightning bolt,
a Faraday cage, of course.
I have always heard that if you're in a car, you're not supposed to be able to get struck by lightning.
But I thought it was because of the rubber tires also.
That's what I always heard too. Maybe that's related to what a Faraday cage is. I don't know. But anyway, whatever. But it says, so this time the lightning first hit a nearby tree and was deflected into the open window
of
the truck. What's he got his window open for? But also just the fucking, the moves that the lightning is putting on this guy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That strike knocked him unconscious and burned off his eyebrows and eyelashes and set his hair on fire. The uncontrolled truck kept moving until it stopped on its own at the very edge of a cliff.
Jesus.
Can't let him die. Can't let him get out of this. We got to keep him around for more shenanigans, lightning shenanigans. In July 1970, he was struck while in his front yard. The lightning hit a nearby power transformer and from there jumped to his left shoulder, searing it. In 72, Sullivan was working inside a ranger station when he was struck again. It set his hair on fire again. He had to use a wet towel in the bathroom to put his hair fire out. Although he was never, and this is what I wanted to ask you about, although he never was a fearful man, after the fourth strike, he began to believe that some force was trying to destroy him, and he acquired a fear of death. For months, whenever he was caught in a storm while driving his truck, he would pull over and lie down on the front seat until the storm passed. He also began to believe that he would somehow attract lightning, even if he stood in a crowd of people and carried a can of water with him in case his hair got set on fire. This is my hair fire.
I don't fucking blame this guy.
For sure. After he decided that and started doing all that, he got struck three more times.
Right. And it's sort of a paradox a little bit because it's like, if you get struck by, I don't know how many times it would have taken me, but I'd definitely say on the third one, I would be going, okay, something's up. Definitely by the fourth, I would start to believe there is a God and he hates me, but then I would be like, he can't kill me. What kind of fucking God is he? You know what I'm saying? So there's a little bit of a situation there.
Wouldn't you think
maybe he's just fucking with me?
Yes. Right. See, this is the main thing. I definitely believe this guy. Yeah. Wouldn't you think that?
Yes.
He is he could kill you. He's hitting me with lightning, but choosing not to kill me.
Yeah, because he's an asshole.
It's like God's up there calling over archangels and stuff, but you ain't gonna believe how this dude looks when his hair's on fire. It is some shit.
I bet you I can get him to carry a bucket of water. I bet I can. But I totally him being fearful, buddy. I fucking get I bet you he's a nervous wreck walking around because and when I was in fifth grade, I almost choked to death on a pack of instant ramen noodles. And to this day, I have a huge, almost at times debilitating fear of choking to death. And that was just a one-time almost thing that was entirely my fault because I was fucking watching Stickly or SpongeBob and got excited and sucked down my noodles too much. But I would never leave the goddamn house if I was this motherfucker on a rainy day.
So I'm going to read you the last three real quick just because there's some funny phrasing in some of these, I think. In August 1973, he has already at this point begun to carry the can of water with him in case his hair gets set on fire.
A can?
It says a can of water.
That's conductive,
idiot. It says that. It might have been metal. It might not have been. Yeah. But anyway, in August 1973, while out on patrol in the park, Sullivan saw a storm cloud forming.
Oh, right. You said he's a park ranger.
Right.
So he is outside a lot. That helps his odds.
Yes, right. So he saw a storm cloud forming and drove away quickly. But the cloud, he later said, seemed to be following him. When he finally thought he had outrun it, he decided it was safe to leave his truck. Soon after, he was struck by lightning. Sullivan claimed that he actually saw the bolt that hit him. The lightning moved down his left arm and left leg and knocked off his shoe. It then crossed over to his right leg just below the knee. Still conscious, Sullivan crawled to his truck and poured the can of water, which he always kept there, over his head, which was on fire. The next strike in June of 76 injured his ankle. It was reported that he saw a cloud, thought it was following him, tried to run away, but was struck anyway. his hair also caught fire.
God damn, does he still have hair?
On Saturday morning, June 25th, 1977, Sullivan was struck while fishing in a freshwater pool. The lightning hit the top of his head, set his hair on fire, traveled down, and burnt his chest and stomach. Sullivan turned to his car when something unexpected occurred. A bear approached the pond and tried to...
What was unexpected? Him not getting struck by lightning?
A bear approached the pond and tried to steal the trout from his fishing line. Sullivan had the strength and courage to strike the bear with a tree branch. He claimed this was the 22nd time he had hit a bear with a
stick.
Shut
the fuck up.
In his life. Well, you know, it says in the Bible that the Lord do be sending bears to kill people and stuff.
That are bald.
That are bald. So,
and his hair had been stricken from him.
He's trying to burn this guy's hair off so that the bear attacks will work.
Right.
But Sullivan's hair is too, you know, prodigious. It sticks in there. And then as such, he's able to continuously fight the bears off. But I'm just saying, through the judicious use of lightning bolts and bears, the Lord himself harried this man for 40 fucking years or more until he died, which is pretty wild. And I don't believe in the Lord, but I'm just,
no,
for the purposes of this story, I'm going with it because what the fuck, dude?
Have you...
Like, the fact that 22 bear fights is absolutely the footnote to your Wikipedia page.
Right. Know? And it's like, that's, it makes sense. Shit. Like, obviously, this guy's a park ranger. He's outside a lot of bears there. Like, I get it. But yeah, that's pretty fucking insane. But like, what truly do you think is the fucking... Because, like, you know, you don't believe in God. I don't believe in God. So it can't be that. And at a certain point, coincidences have a fucking expiration date. And I think maybe it's 4 to 5 times getting struck by fucking lightning. You know what I'm saying? So, like, have they did? And this was in the 70s when, like, they didn't, like, you just couldn't know stuff. You just couldn't know things. Like, I feel like if this guy was around today, they would be like, we got to check this dude's pH levels.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, clearly, he's more conductive. He's got a lot of iron in his blood or something.
Very frustratingly, in my opinion, the Wikipedia page literally doesn't mention any of that at all. Because I agree with you. And I guess, yeah.
He's an X-Man, but in reverse.
Even in the 70s, people were still just going like, well, you know, stuff happens.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, that's a wild thing that happened. No way we could ever figure that out. So
yeah,
we'll just go like on
that,
not knowing.
That Mulaney, you know, bit. Fucking, there's blood all over the crime scene. Gross. Anyways, clean it up.
Right. Yes. That's how we operated for most of our existence. Like,
yeah.
We're just like, well, that's really wild. Anyway, back to everything else we were doing. You know,
yeah, right.
Like, but I agree with you. I cannot believe there was, because I have to assume, being a godless heathen, that, yeah, like, you, there had some kind of, I don't know, the fucking iron levels in his blood or something.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
He had some kind of genetic mutation or something that turned him into like a living lightning rod or something. I mean, it, you know, but it, and it's wild to me that everybody just rolled with it. Or it's like, no, he don't hit for God. What are you going to do? That's Roy.
Yeah.
You know? And, or again, he does hit for God, but only when his head is on fire.
Right. He's God's fool or something like that.
God's jester, yeah.
And like, what's the second? So this guy's been struck by lightning 7 times. Who's in second place?
It don't have that on here either.
Exactly, because there's not
like
even like
stands alone.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Like, I'm sure it was just that he just walked around with a lead pipe in his hand at all times. He was just a fucking idiot like that. But that is fucking pretty bananas. What do you think it feels like to get struck by lightning?
I bet it don't hit.
No, I bet it don't hit. I was thinking that, but I wonder. You think you shit yourself?
I bet you shit yourself. I think it really depends on a lot of different factors. Like, obviously, sometimes getting struck by lightning can pretty much just explode you.
Right.
And then other times, I don't think it ever hits, but then other times you just get a sort of rad
scar
on your arm from it and get knocked out for a while or whatever. I don't know what makes the difference. I guess where it enters your body and where it goes out at and all that type of shit, I don't know. But yeah, I'm going on the record as saying I assume it does not hit, generally speaking.
It's like being stabbed by God. Is it true also that lightning actually comes from the bottom up instead of the top down? Is that true?
I mean, I've definitely heard that too. I ain't a lightning doctor. I'm not sure.
I'm not a lightning doctor.
But I've definitely, yes, I've heard that. Yeah. That it's like the charge happens up here, but the bolt, like,
comes up. Like, if you were to watch a slow-mo of lightning, it would be going up to the sky and not down.
Yeah. I think it's a thing.
Which sort of makes sense, honestly.
I'm just making all of this up.
Well, me too.
Like there's two different charge points, one on the cloud, one on the ground, and it just builds up high enough, and then it just, you know, and it, like, it connects the two with a fucking thunderbolt from the heavens or whatever.
Did you know David Letterman was a weatherman?
I did, yeah. I knew that.
I didn't know that.
In Indianapolis, right?
Yeah.
Indiana somewhere.
Maybe I had heard that because I feel like I'd heard. I thought he was like a, you know what it is? I thought that he was just a newsman. And I think I heard he worked for a news station. And I didn't hear the weatherman part. I learned that for the first time last night.
Pat Sajak and Oprah also have, I don't know that they were weather people. They might have both been, they might have neither have been, but they had like local news beginnings. Both of them did. They were like local news station.
Pat Sajak's head makes me uncomfortable. He's got a real bobblehead situation going on.
You talking about always or recently?
Recently, because I mean, maybe when I was a kid, I just didn't notice it. Because like Pat Sajak's one of them dudes that's been around my whole life. You know, he's sort of a institution.
For sure.
And of course, we watched Wheel of Fortune, big deal when I was a kid. If it popped on and I didn't know where the remote was, I'd still watch it now. But like, the thinning hair, or maybe I don't know, dude. But like his fucking head, he looks like he's not of this earth. You know what I mean? Like he's an alien shoved in our skin or something.
Yeah, his skin does look a little like bunched up and stuff. I have to assume it's
some
combination
of
just him getting old, right? Doing shit to his face, plus makeup, plus aging, plus all that stuff is just combined to just sort of make his head not hit. You know, you'll have that.
You will have that. He's kind of crazy in the sense of like, so I know a little bit about the game show world just because I've written one before and I've seen the contracts of how it would play out if I hosted one. And I learned a little bit about that in terms of how much you actually work per year on the game show because they film all them motherfuckers within like a couple months.
Yeah.
Or less. And that's why like, you know, people are like, God damn, how does Steve Harvey have time to do all this stuff and host Family Feud? And well, the answer is, he's not always hosting Family Feud. You see him all year round, but he's only doing that a couple months of the year. That said, Pat Sajak ain't ever done nothing else that I know of. Like not one other goddamn thing. I never seen Pat Sajak host a special. I never seen Pat Sajak give an award to somebody. Like that motherfucker is just the Wheel of Fortune guy, and that's it. Is that kind of crazy to you?
Well, I was gonna say that people used to, like, I feel like now, but I don't know. It might have always been a combination. I was going to say, I feel like now people that get game show hosting gigs have some sort of other notoriety where for years there were just people who were just MCs. That's just what they did. Just MCs. Like, I feel like Alex Trebek never, you know, once he was the Jeopardy guy, he just kind of stayed the Jeopardy guy.
Yeah, so that's true.
Like, now you get like Nick Cannon to point at the wall of duffel bags or whatever the fuck you're doing, you know, like.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
But I don't know. They may have always had celebrity hosts at the site. You know, it may have always been a mixture. I don't know. But I think there's some people who are just like, they host. That's what they do. And if you get a primo hosting gig like that, you just roll with it.
I mean, you definitely don't have to do anything else.
I looked this up, by the way, because I thought it was the case, but I didn't want to be wrong. I said both Pat Sajak and Oprah had like local news roots. Not only that, specifically in Nashville. Yes, both of them. I'm not saying at the same time. I don't know that they overlapped, but they both worked local news in Nashville specifically for a while before going on to do the other things they did. So anyway.
Do you think I'd have been good at the weather?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I feel like you would hit harder as the person they send out to cover the water skiing squirrel and stuff like that.
Fluff
like a
pieces.
Monkey's birthday party. Yeah, stuff like that. Like you would hit that.
I would hit doing that in the rain, wearing one of those umbrella hats.
Mm-hmm.
That hit for you, right?
It would hit for me.
Well, this has been a great episode of. By the way, everybody, Drew wasn't here. He is in I assume he is in some sort of hostel, being attacked by some lunatic on drugs. I don't know what he's doing. He's just he's been vagabonding his way up and down
across the
coast. The
country, yeah. He was like driving across the country for the holidays, like from California to Tennessee. And I think he's pretty much there now, but I'm not sure. We were in New Orleans this weekend. So anyway, I think he's just out meandering about somewhere trying to get where he's going.
Yeah, so you go to wellreadcomedy.com. You see it down there at the bottom of the screen if you're on YouTube. Grab tickets to our shows. Hey, if you want to check out some new stuff I'm doing, you can go to coreyryanforster.substack.com and you can subscribe there to read all the stories I've been writing and get the audio versions and a new podcast over there. Trey, tell them about what you got going on.
You go to patreon.com/Trey Crowder if you want to see me just sort of learn the news in real time and rant about it, but I also do reviews of politicians and not just present day ones. Did Andrew Jackson last week. I like to switch it up every now and then, you know, so we get a little goofy over there, but we do fun stuff. So you can check that out. Also watch Weekly Skews every Tuesday night live at 5 Pacific on my socials, me and Smart Mark Agee, or you can just catch it wherever you get podcasts or on my YouTube channel and whatnot after the fact. If you can't watch it live, that's fine too.
Yeah, and as I said, we're going to be in Naples this weekend, and then we're going to be in Nashville, and then, yeah, there's other dates for 2022, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I'm tired, and I just want to think about getting these shows, the wonderful shows that I can't wait to do, out of the way and taking a much-needed break to hang out with family. And so if you're in those areas, we will see you then. And until then, thank you all for listening to the Well-Read Show. We'd love to stick around longer, but we got to go. Tune next week if you got nothing to do. Thank you. God bless you. Good night and skew.
That's